Blog Talk Radio.
EASL Radio, the Madden Voice, we are live. We are coming from Philadelphia. Well, actually, not exactly Philadelphia, but we are live from the Philly MCs. We are just outside of the King of Prussia Mall, and we are on location today. Day one of the Madden Challenge in Philadelphia is completed, and we are here with roughly a dozen members of the EASL, and a lot to talk about tonight. And as we speak, Bama is walking around. He is signing people up. He is collecting the money. And we are getting ready for the Bama Bowl live. First time ever the EASL has their annual Bama Bowl tournament live. And this is live from the Philly MC. Lots to talk about today. And as we walk in, the commissioner of EASL 360, Tiki, is walking in the door. And longtime EASL 360 member Fastball is here. And, you know, the beauty of the EASL, if you look around the room, we have about a dozen EASL members here. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 12 that have been with the league from day one. And then there's at least another 3 or 4 that have been here for many, many seasons, another 2 or 3 guys that kind of just joined the league. So power in numbers, EASL representing. Good day today in Philly. Better day coming tomorrow. We're excited. We hope you're excited. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. Were you at the Madden Challenge today? I want to hear how you did. I played Gene. I played Big Gene, and, well, I'll give you the details later, but let's just say Big Gene kept playing and I didn't. But I got to play Big Gene, so I'm going to talk about Big Gene. And probably the highlight to me today was watching our man Jabez. Jabez played an old EASL member by the name of Godson, relatively known. I don't want to say he's too well known, but he's known on the tournament scene to a small degree. And Jabez and Godson played an exciting game today. We're going to talk to Jabez in a little bit as soon as we figure out how to make this work here on location. We've got Coach K here. Coach K had the pleasure of getting a victory today at the MC. So we're going to talk to Coach K, and we're going to talk to Casper, who played today and won a game. But after, you know, when you set the bar as high as Casper did by taking out Problem, it's kind of hard to follow that up at your next tournament. We're going to talk to Casper. Casper got a win today. We're going to talk to Bama. Bama played a guy that he's played before, and you know, it was a heck of a game. Went down to the wire. We're going to talk to Bama. We're going to talk to Jeezy or the boys. It all depends on, you know, what day of the week it is. Some days of the week he's Jeezy. Some days of the week he's the boys. And all right, Bama has just handed me the seeds, and it looks like who's Keegan playing? Okay, and then this is Casper and Jabez, and this is Carrot Top and Jeezy, Coach K and Nelson. Okay, so it looks like we've got about 9 people playing. And, you know, good news is I don't have to play. I can sit here with my refreshment, and I can be the play-by-play guy and really keep everybody tuned in. And, you know, this is one of the shows where I really don't care if there's nobody out there listening, because everybody's going to want to catch us on iTunes later and hear us tonight. And, you know, if you're not listening, then you should be checking out the presidential debate. It's on as we speak. But you can TiVo that. You can DVR that. You can, if you have an old-style VCR, you can record it. You can catch it later on the Internet. And you should really shut that off and check out EASL Radio. Check out the Madden Voice and hear the Bama Bowl live. Now, let me just kind of break down how we're doing this. We are in a 2-bedroom suite in the hotel. So when I say live on location, I mean really live on location. There are 2 TVs set up with 2 360s, and we're going to do 2 games going at a time, and I'm going to do my best to update people. There was an entrance fee, and there will be a first, second prize, and a third place prize. And I'm getting the pleasure of holding the money. So here's 60, and here's 80, because we don't want to get confused with T's cash, T's millions. and millions that he carries around. So I'm holding the $80. And since I'm a big brother, they know that no one's going to jack me for the $80. And so it was a good day today at the MC. We got to meet a lot of people. You know, pretty much anybody who is anybody was there today. All of the top ballers, all of the people that want to be top ballers were there. And it was just a really exciting day. Probably the only negative in the day was you got to stand the whole time because we're in a mall. There's no chairs. You can't go and sit and chill anywhere and still watch the game. So you really have to kind of stand. And, you know, for us older guys, standing for 4 or 5 hours doesn't work too well. But we made it work. Me and Coach K made it work. What we did was we just stood back to back and held each other up. Okay, I'm lying. We didn't really do that. So if I have this correct, Keegan is going to play the winner of Bama and Breakdown. Bama is in the EAFL known as the legend. He has 4 Super Bowls and is trying to go for number 5. Breakdown is a hot shot, up and coming guy. Plays down in Europe right now, but certainly has made a lot of noise. And you know, and so this should be a heck of a game. And the winner of that game gets to play Keegan. And a funny thing about Keegan is Keegan's been labbing. I've been in this room now for about 45 minutes. Keegan said about 3 words because he's been laughing the whole time. When everybody else has been talking and giggling, having a good time, you know, and Keegan was sitting there laughing. Breakdown just let me know that he showed Bama his whole offense, and now they get to play. So that should be a pretty interesting game. And then on the other side, we have, let's see, who's about to play over here? We don't know yet. Well, I know we have Casper and J-Bev are going to play, and I know we have Carrot Top, who is here, and he's going to play Jeezy, and then we have Coach K, and Nelson is going to play. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Carrot Top was in the league about a year ago and tried to make a return and had a rule violation about a year ago, but we've talked about it, and we're going to give him another shot. You know, it's a lot easier when you meet somebody face-to-face to talk to them and get a sense of their sincerity. And I think he's a sincere brother, so I think he'll do fine. We're going to let him come back into the league and represent us well. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, like I said, it's an exciting day here at the league. To think that this started 3.5 years ago with 20 guys on a message board talking a little smack to each other, and now 3.5 years later, we've got, we've got 12 guys in a hotel room doing a mini tournament at a Madden Challenge. It blows my mind to think about where we've come in 3 years. Breaking news, the D.C. Bama, El Hombre, Los 81, and whatever else he goes by, who is a diehard Redskin fan, lives in Maryland, proud Redskin fan, proud. I mean, as proud as you're going to find. And he is breaking all sacrilege and is playing on the weekend that the Redskins and the Cowboys are playing. He is playing with the Cowboys. Now, if I wasn't here actually watching him set his depth chart, I wouldn't believe it. If someone was calling me and I was home in Bristol, Connecticut, and someone called me and said, T, you're not going to believe it. Bama's using the Cowboys. I said he's lying. But you know what? It is the truth. Bama is using the Cowboys, and this is history. This is history in the making. And we have Fastball lurking around, and that is his nickname, the Lurker. And so if you want to call in, I'm sorry, I'm just so excited that, you know, I keep forgetting to give everyone the call-in number. If anybody out there wants to call in, ask any questions about the MC today, ask any questions about what's going on here at the Bama Bowl, it's easy to do that. We are at 347-838-9525. That number again is 347-838-9525. We even got Coach K's brother hanging around here with us. You know, Coach K's brother's here. He's lurking around in the background. You know, he's doing pretty well. We got Coach K and Fastball right behind me having a little conversation. And like I said, we've got a room full of people playing Madden, having a good time. If you want to call in, 347-838-9525. If you're on the website, we do have the chat room is open, and I do see a few people in the chat room, including Russ Bus. And I think Russ Bus should know that he was a topic of conversation tonight. You know, there was a poll taken, with the EASL members here in the room, and how many people wanted to see Russ Bus win the Super Bowl. And I'm sorry, Russ, you didn't get a lot of support. And I don't know why, but you didn't get a lot of support. You know, maybe you've just gotten so good that people want to see you lose. So I'm not really sure what it is, but there wasn't a lot of people that wanted to see Russ Bus win the Super Bowl. So maybe that's extra motivation for you, Russ. I see you in the chat room. Maybe that's extra motivation for you to show everybody that you're worthy of it, that you can win. I believe you went 15-1 this year, which is incredible. But what does it mean if you don't close a deal? You got to close a deal and win the big one. So good luck to you. In the Super Bowl. Yeah, Jeezy just asked me, and I see Russ Bus is in the chat room, and so I was letting him know that there wasn't a lot of people here that wanted to see him win the Super Bowl, so maybe it'll give him some extra motivation. And I see Drewski's in there, and Snip Fox, SNP5, I don't know what the heck that means, but Snip Fox is in the room, Sangrado's in the room. Sangrado had to change his name on Xbox Live. I think that's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with Xbox Live, but Sangrado had to change his name. I like that name, man. 69 Angry SOBs. I like that name, man. But, all right. So, you are, Coach K is C2. And you play Kiki at seed 7. And I think it's funny, man. This shows how good Nelson is. Nelson walks in off the street and picks up his 360 controller. And he looked at everybody and said, "What?" All right. We're going to go for at least 2 hours tonight. We're going to do that live. And we'll probably stay on the air for a third hour. But the third hour, you will have to call in if you want to hear the internet broadcast will run after 2 hours. We have a caller on the air. I'm going to take a guess as to who I think it might be. I'm waiting for the connection to be made. We're on a wireless internet connection here, so guys, if you experience a little lag when you call in, it's just a wireless thing. Don't sweat it too tough. All right, I think I got you. Is that you, Russ Bus?
Oh, it's the franchise.
Oh, it's the franchise. Okay. I knew it was one of you guys from Maine calling in.
TVC, yeah. We're out of Portland here.
Yeah.
How you doing? It's great to hear everything going well down at the Philly.
Everything's going well, man. I think we had a really good showing. Mostly everybody came out with at least a first-round win, which was pretty good. And J-Bev actually won a couple of games and had an exciting victory against an old EASL guy, Godson, a last-second victory. So it was really great. A lot of support. And I think tomorrow's even going to be even be better. So we're excited.
That's real great to hear, yeah. Me, Russ Bus, and Calvi, we might be going down to Boston next weekend. So that'd be great if we could meet some of you guys there.
All right. Well, certainly, the message boards will be hopping, and we'll see who's going to Boston. Unfortunately, I cannot make Boston. I really did want to go, but personally, I have to fly out of town the very next day, so I won't be there. But we'll see how many guys we get. And, you know, the more that we get, the better, to help rep the league. So that's great that you guys are going to be up there.
Yeah, we really expect us to make a lot of noise down there. I can't believe how much progress he's made. He's like 15-1 now. I don't know what he's doing. I've been down at the AFLE too, so I haven't really been able to see what he's been doing. I haven't labbed with him or anything, but that's great. Okay. Another TBC guy dominating.
We got to give him credit. I mean, Russ has done well, so we got to give him credit. He really has, and we'll see. We'll see if he's able to, 15-1, and not. Closing the deal with a Super Bowl win is a waste. So let's see if he's going to close the win. Now, I do want you to know, if you talk, and I think Russ is in the chat room, J-Bev is pointing at himself, and J-Bev is pretty much saying that if it comes down to him. Now, is that where we're at? Is it you and Russ Bus for the Super Bowl? Oh, for the AFC Championship. Okay.
I got one thing to say.
Okay.
I got one thing to say. I saw Bev play Calvi twice, and he couldn't beat Calvi. I expect the same thing from Bus.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I expect you to be loyal to your boy, and you should be. I know what I saw from, and I've played J-Bev several times, And we've had close games and we've had not so close games. But what I saw today was very impressive. God's son is not what he used to be on PS2, but he still can play the game. And J-Bev fought him right down to the wire and actually took the victory. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. I think J-Bev and Russ Bus is going to be a really good game.
And, I mean, I'm really trying to push Kelly back into Madden, but I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to play. It's kind of weird. It was real fun with him in the AFL.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't push people. I mean, either they're gonna do it or they're not. You know, and
yeah.
And make sure they keep handing me money. I gotta make sure I keep their money and my money separate.
Yeah,
because guys keep joining.
That should be a great game. I mean, Bus with his rock catching, just being overall technically sound in Madden, and just better, just having that great reputation of being a good Madden player. So
yeah,
see how it goes.
I mean, you know, we're talking about coming down to Keegan, J-Bev, or Russ Bus for the Super Bowl. So, I mean, those are three good ballers. So I think it's going to be, no matter who wins, it's going to be some tough games.
Yeah, well, it was great talking to you, and I'll be in on Boston, see what we do down there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep, see you later.
Take care. All right. That was the franchise, one of the nicknamed TBC at a Breakfast Club, named by Coach K, just because of the age of the members of the league. They've been a very interesting group. They've been in and out, and you know, been in a little bit in and a little bit out of the league. But you know, we welcome everybody, even if you have a beef or a falling out. At some point, we usually let you back. You know, sooner or later, we give you a shot to come back into the league. We want talent. We want the best, and you know, we're going to do what we can to get the best. I think I might have left the chat room, and there was a lot of good chat going on in there, and I closed it out accidentally. So let me reopen it up and see. Okay, now as I look at the games, Tiki is setting his audibles right now against Coach K, and that should be an interesting game. And we have Bama and Breakdown playing. Bama is the Cowboys, and Breakdown is the Jaguars. And we are in the first quarter, about 2 minutes to go. And Bama just did a screen pass to look like to T.O. And now I don't know what are the carrot top. Are they playing 4 minute quarters? 3 minute quarters? Okay. So they're playing 3 minute quarters. I'm assuming all Madden, 3 minute quarters. And it's the first quarter. And Bama is moving the ball. He's about at close to the 50 yard line, second down against Jacksonville. I was pretty surprised at how how often Jacksonville was used. And then Jeezy actually told me something I didn't know, but they apparently have three receivers, all 6'6 and above, or two receivers at 6'6 and a tight end at 6'8, Jeezy told me today. And so I said, that's why so many people are using Jacksonville. And as I say this, Terrell Owens, my man, my favorite player in the NFL, just scored a touchdown and breaking tackles. Bama is up, about to be up 7-0 once he kicks the extra point. And, you know, the thing about it is, if Bama actually does well with the Cowboys tonight, I think we might see Bama and the Cowboys at the MC tomorrow. That's just my prediction, but we'll see. Yeah, Fish Foods, Bama and the Cowboys. It is amazing. Tiki shaking his head. Tiki said, not for all the tea in China. Am I playing fastball? I'm not playing. I said if there's a slot that they need a player, I'll play. If not, I'll just sit back here, do my commentating, and see what's going on. Good to see you, man, by the way. All right. Yeah, it's been a couple years. You still look good, man. You look the same, man. You look, you know, like you're trimming down a little bit. You've been in the gym working out, you know. Fastball, man. Fastball is sitting back over here, you know. He's fastball big dude. Nobody mess with fastball. I'm putting him on my payroll, and I'm going to hire fastball to be my personal bodyguard. I'm carrying around all this Bama Bowl cash, man. I'm gonna need somebody to look out for me, you know. All right, let's check the phones and see if anybody else has called in. And, guys, if you do call in and I don't see you right away, just hang on. Don't get frustrated and hang up. I will catch you. It's a different screen that I have to look at to actually answer the call. and I can't look at that screen in the chat room at the same time. So just be patient, and I will get you. And sure enough, there is someone. I'm not going to predict. I know it's someone from Maine calling in. That's about all I know. You're on the Madden Voice, live from the Philly MC and the Bama Bowl. And who am I speaking to? Hello? 207 area code. You are live on the air. All right. I guess he decided he didn't want to talk about it, so he hung up. Well, if you want to call back, maybe it was Russ Bus wanting to talk about what he's going to do. Should he play or should he beat J-Beb, and maybe he changed his mind. So we'll see. All right, so let me look up and see what's going on. I see Breakdown has the ball, and he has a 2nd and 11, and now it's 3rd and 6. He did either a fullback or a halfback dive shift the middle. He does a hurry up, 3rd and 6, and all right, GD, you blocking me, brother. Thank you, sir. The people want to hear. I am. You're right. I hate white people. You're right. I can. All right, 7-0. He converts for a first down. God, that was a joke, by the way. Anybody here heard me say I hate white people? I love everybody, man. I'm everybody's friend. It was a joke. I said on the radio. Now you guys are gonna play it back and make me eat my words. He said it. Imagine if Goldwalls heard that. Oh my God. All right. I'm looking over and in the world's longest audible setting between Coach K and Nelson, Coach K actually thinks he has a chance here. I ain't gonna put pressure on you. And it looks like Coach K is going to use the Cowboys. I would imagine that Nelson is using the Jets. No. So Nelson is using the Giants. He's a huge Giants fan. And it looks like Coach K is going to use the Cowboys. And Coach K is now setting his depth charts. So at the end of the first quarter, Bama is up 7-0. And Breakdown is driving. He's at a 3rd and 8. 3 minutes to go, or at the beginning of the second quarter. And you know, it's a fairly exciting atmosphere. If you imagine a pretty good sized living room, and people sitting side by side. Hey, and I want to make sure whatever chairs are taken from my room go back. I don't want to have to pay for them later. Oh, that's too. All right, cool. Cool, that's easy then. All right. And it's 4th and 5 for Breakdown, about at midfield, at the Jacksonville 47, 4th and 5, and he's going for it, down by 7 to Bama. Knowing that Bama's got a great offense, he's not going to take a chance. He goes, nice user catch, nice play. That's a play that I saw a lot today in Big Gene. I saw that play a lot today. Very hard to defend. Particularly if you're in man coverage, a little out to the sideline, user catch by Breakdown, and he converts for a first down. Fish Food is saying we should have done a random team thing, pick teams out of a hat. Well, what we're trying to do, Fish Food, and everybody who's listening, is in some way emulate the Madden Challenge. This is meant to get everybody hyped for tomorrow, and it's a new tradition, and so we're trying to do a mini Madden Challenge here in the hotel, and that's really so we're emulating the Madden Challenge environment. Guys are playing face to face, side by side, use whatever team. The only difference is we're allowing 3 minute quarters here, and the MC until you get to the playoffs, it's actually 2 minute quarters. So, and if anybody wants to call in, I'm gonna check the switchboard. Got a couple people calling in. Let's go to the 207 area code and call back. 207, what can I do for you?
Yep, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. Calvin called
how's
in.
How's it going?
Good. Member number 2 of the TBC calls in.
No, number 1. We're ranking them by Super Bowl wins here.
Oh, number 1. Okay. All right. All right. So what's going on? We heard from the franchise earlier, and now you're calling in. Now we need to see if Russ Bus will call in.
Yeah. Looking to see Russ Bus get that second TBC win, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, he might. I mean,
be a big fan.
Yeah, he might. I mean, J-Bev's tough, though. You know, J-Bev's tough, so it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, for sure. All right. But, yeah, I bet everyone's going to make noise in Philly. Everyone's going to be sick, like Bama, Tiki, all you guys. It's going to do good. I can already tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it was. I think we set the foundation a bit today, and I think tomorrow it's even going to be better. You know, we have some really tough guys here today. Keegan's floating around here. You know, Keegan's here. Carrot Top's here. Breakdown, Bama, Tiki, Coach K, Casper, Fastball, J-Bev, me. We've got a deep crew, so we should be able to go there tomorrow and really, really represent. I'm looking forward to it.
It all starts tomorrow, right?
That's it. It all starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, is it a one-day thing? Or is it
they did day one today, and we were about two-thirds of us were down there today. We weren't as organized today as we will be tomorrow. And as the show goes on, I'll tell you more about how today went.
Cool.
All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Take it easy.
All right, I'll talk to you. Take care. All right. Hey, Keegan, can you step so I can see? Thanks. All right. And I'm looking at the fastball breakdown game, and breakdown does have the ball, 1:10 to go, second quarter, and it is 7-0 Bama still, and it looks like he went for it and he went for it on fourth. Bama stopped him. Now it's Bama's ball. Bama's ball at the Bama Bowl. And thank you, Fastball. 1 minute to go, second quarter. So Bama's going to see if he's got some quick strike ability. All right, see, guys got to give me a path to see what's going on. Thank you, sir. All right. And as I look over at the Nelson – okay. So here we go. And this game could theoretically be the longest game that hasn't even started yet. All right. So the Coach K Tiki game has not started yet. Someone out there called in from an 813 area code, and I did not get you to call, so call back. And it looks like Bama, once again, with T.O., has scored, and 13-0. It looks like it's about to be 14-0, and we're still in the second quarter. Bama did a play. Couldn't see the play because Jeezy was in the way, but it was 13. It's 13-0, about to be 14-0. Bama is up over breakdown. Bama is laying the good old-fashioned smackdown right now. He is going back into his book of tricks from Madden 05, jetpacking. Oh, that was a rocket, my bad. Rocket catch from Madden 05. And it is 14-0. All right. Now, breakdown's got 27 seconds. We're in the second quarter. He's at his 27, and he's got to see if he can put some points on and break Bama's momentum. He may have a chance in the second half. If we look over at the Nelson Coach K game, we can see that they are still setting their audibles. You know, at some point before my next birthday, this game will actually get played. All right, let's go to the chat room and see what's going on in the chat room. I just lost the chat room again. Sorry, guys. At least you guys are still there. I know that the EAFL is still in the chat room. As we wait for the chat room to open up, 20 seconds and counting, call the timeout, 18 seconds, third and six. And he is on his 32. It's going to be hard for him to get some points. It really is. Let's see. I see Russ Bus is in the room, but Russ Bus is not called in. Maybe Russ Bus is just trying to get his game face on. I don't know what playbooks people are using. I'm sorry. I'll see if I can, after the game is played, I'll see if guys will tell me what playbooks they're using. So, but at this point, I don't know. So let's see. Looking at the Coach K Tiki game, and yes, they are still setting their audibles. Oh, now it's Kevin. Okay. Yeah, we'll be here for a while. Oh, yeah. All right. 5 seconds to go, second quarter, and Nelson has said that Bama is trying to keep his money. All right. And it looks like breakdown must have went for it on fourth down, didn't convert, left 5 seconds on the clock, and Bama is trying to get a field goal to make it 17-0 at the half. Russ Buss has said he's not going to call in, which is fine, Russ. You know, good luck. And he's decided to not go for it. He went for a dive to try to get a few more yards, and he ran out of time. So he gave up. He gave back 3 points. Now, being up 14-0, I guess he can take that risk. But let's see if that risk comes back to bite him. All right, let's see. Looking over at the Nelson Coach K game, and to my surprise, they are still setting their audibles. Yep, let's see. All right, let's go to the switchboard and see if there's any calls. And there is 813 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up? It's Killer.
What's that? Who's this?
Killer.
Killer! We've got Killer on the phone, calling in. Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing, man. We're just sitting here wondering why you're not here with us.
Funzalo. I'll be there next time, though. I promise you that.
Okay. All right. He said the cast is a little tight, but next time he's going to come join us.
Yeah, me and Tiki talked yesterday. He's going to send me the updates on the phone so I can update the boards tomorrow.
That'd be good. Yeah, we're pretty deep tomorrow, and I expect that, you know, if I had to predict, I think we get one, maybe two to the playoffs, and I think there's going to be another upset tomorrow. I really think that somebody's going to go down tomorrow, and I think it's going to be at the hands of someone from the EAFL, so.
Think so too. Like you got me to tell the boys not to depend on the rocket catch because his short offense is real good.
Hey, in a second. Your buddy here is saying don't depend on the rocket catch tomorrow. Say what? He's saying that his rocket's tough, man. He appreciates the invite. I mean, the advice, but his rocket's tough.
Yeah, his
rocket's
tough.
But he said he's gonna run a lot of. He said he's gonna run a lot of fullback dives tomorrow too, though.
Yeah, because we was labbing at his house on Wednesday before he left, and I told him try 10 rocket catches, and if you can't get half of them, you don't need to be doing it. And he only got 3 of them.
Well, you know, it's funny because in the first round today, unfortunately, we had 2 EAFL guys end up against each other, and it was Jeezy and Breakdown, and Breakdown did take them out the first round today. And I'm not going to embarrass him, but he did. Let's just feel like it. I'm not going to say what the score was, but Jeezy did lose. But I expect him to come back tomorrow on a mission. I really do.
Yeah, hopefully someone from EFL wins it. I think they can.
Well, I think we can too. I think that I think there's a lot of top guys there today, and I think that I'd love to see us win it and take out one of the top guys to win it. I think it'll put us on the map even more than we already are, and so it would be a good thing.
Like I told John, I told him. Yeah, you may be good at rocket catching, but it just takes one bad rocket catch that gets picked off, and there's the game. One turnover with 2-minute quarters can be the whole game right there.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of rocket catching going on today, I'm going to tell you. You know, a lot of rocket catching, a lot of curl routes, a lot of fullback dives. I mean, offenses today were pretty simple. It really wasn't anything intricate today. You know, it's definitely a different game on 09 to 360 than we've seen in the past few years. It's a much simpler game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Well, I'll let you guys go. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Killer.
All right, Chief.
All right, take care. All right. And that was Killer21G, good friend of the boys, a.k.a. Jeezy. They actually live near each other and good friends and help each other lab and get better. So good stuff that Killer called in to give the league and his buddies some support. Now, I was asked a question by Coach K's brother. If I had to select two out of the crew, who do I think would be the two that would pull off the upsets tomorrow? And, you know, it's such a tough choice. If I had to pick two, the first one I would pick would be Bama. I would pick Bama to be able to do it. And then after that, it becomes a little harder to pick the second one. You know, the boys are certainly tournament tested and can do it at any time. Tiki's tournament tested, although he will say that he's not that good this year, but I don't know that I believe that. You know, Casper was showing some good skills today and can certainly do something. Breakdown. I mean, we got a lot of guys, but if I had to pick one, I would say Tiki and Casper would be the two that I would pick. And not trying to put any pressure on anybody, just want them to go out there and play their game. But those would be the two guys that I would say let's watch tomorrow. You know, remember 6 months ago, Casper did earn the title, the problem solver, by pulling an upset of Problem, the number one player in the world. And even though Casper's humble about it and doesn't walk around and brag, don't let me beat somebody like that. I played Big Gene today. You know, I guess this will segue into my Madden Challenge day. I played some guy first round game, and I actually played pretty well, and I beat the guy 10-0, and I felt pretty good. And in my second game, I played Big Gene. And if you don't know who Big Gene is, Big Gene is probably arguably one of the best all-time Madden players. If you look back over the last 4 or 5 years, you got to say Big Gene, Problem, Secret. You know, these are the guys that you see on TV winning MCs. And, you know, so I played Big Gene second game, and, you know, it didn't exactly go my way. He won the game 13-0. He didn't 21 me, but he did win the game 13-0. And, you know, I really didn't expect to win. I really wanted to just be competitive, kind of watch this top guy and see what he showed me. Now, I don't know if he showed me everything or if he didn't. He probably didn't. What I saw was nothing. It wasn't any stronger than what I've seen in the EAFL. I didn't see anything that I haven't seen playing the guys in the league. Now, he could have been holding back because he probably didn't think I was anything worth having to bring his good stuff off for. I don't know. But what I saw was nothing better than what I saw in the league. Now, what Big Gene really did have that I was impressed with was good stick skills on defense. It was very hard to throw against him unless you threw underneath or in the flats, because if you try to throw a corner route, curl route, over the middle, skinny post, anything, he was right there. It was very challenging. And he had a quarters D set up that was fairly effective against the run, too. Managed to get a few runs, get the ball moving a little bit. But, you know, you go into the game and you know who you're playing, and I wasn't afraid, of course, but, you know, I knew who I was playing, and I got to give him credit. He was a good sport. I mean, he certainly didn't do anything that made me feel like he was going to disrespect me or disrespect my game and act like I'm nobody. He went and played and said, hey, you know, I'm not the same guy I used to be, and, you know, you might even win, and, you know, hey, who knows if he meant it or not, probably not, but I don't walk away from that game with saying anything bad about Big Gene. I've watched a lot of the top guys play, and I can't say that they all play with the same level of respect for the Madden game and for their opponent. But Big Gene did. He showed me respect today. And for that, I appreciate that. That's a good thing. He's a grown man, and, you know, as grown men playing, we should show each other some respect. So that was my Madden day, and I'm pretty happy because, you know, the two times that I've gone to MCs, I have won both my first-round games. So I feel pretty good about that. You know, it wasn't like I played, got 21, and I'm sitting on the sidelines. I actually got a win in and got to play again. So I feel pretty good about that. So that's my Madden day. All right, so let's go back to the Bama Bowl now, and let's get some more updates, and then we'll talk about some other players. MC Day, day one of the MC. Tomorrow is Philly, day two. And then Sunday is actually Baltimore. I will not be in Baltimore, but we will be having a show Monday night. I might have to move the time from 9 to 9:30, but I'm not totally sure yet. But we will have a show Monday night, and we'll talk about what went on in Philly tomorrow and what went on in Baltimore on Sunday. But looking now at the Bama breakdown game, Bama's pretty well got this game under control. He's up 17-0. He's got the ball, and it looks like this is probably turned into just a lab session at this point. What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. 17-7. Bama's got the ball, and it's about to be 20-7, and the clock's ticking. So looks like Bama's got this one under control. And if we go over and we look at thank you, sir. I just want to see what's going on in this game. If we look at the Coach K Tiki game, it is a classic NFC battle between the Giants and the Cowboys. And if I had to pick anybody to rep the Cowboys, of course it would be Coach K. And and right now Tiki is up 7-0. Is that right? Yeah. Did your life just start? 7-0. The Giants are up over the Cowboys. Second quarter, about a minute and a half to go. And at least they finally got the game started, which is a good thing. Coach K's brother's got his back. He's back here giving him support. He's giving him some brotherly love. Like, come on, man, let's do this. You know. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones and see. No one on the phone. Okay. Hey, guys, you know, anybody out there that wants to call in and, you know, spread the word. I mean, we are here live, and I am sitting here in the outskirts of Philadelphia, down the road from the King of Prussia Mall. We are live at the Bama Bowl. And like I said, if you look around, there's about a dozen guys from the EAFL, including five original veterans from the EAFL. We all started this 3.5 years ago. And who would have thought that 3.5 years later we would have this type of turnout at a at an event? It's very, very impressive. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You can – I'm not on AOL, so you can't instant message me, but you can – you can email me at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. I won't get it right away, but I will get it. Probably take about 10 minutes or so, and I will get that email. So if you guys are out there and you want to email, feel free. It looks like we have another main call. Let's see who it might be. All right. We've got a final score as I am answering the 207 call. Before we get to that call, it is a 20-7 final, and Bama has won his first round game against Breakdown. Oh, that's the plan game to get to the first round game. Gotcha. Okay, and Bama wins that game fairly decisively, 20-7. All right, 207 area code. Who am I talking to now?
Franchise, I'm back again.
Oh, Franchise. Okay, what's up?
First off, just congrats to Bama, Grayson. And anyways, I sorry, I can't conceal my excitement. Me and we just let you know, we pretty much confirmed we're going down to Boston next weekend, so gather up as many EAFL people as we can, and I'd like to make it kind of like a Philly event. It's pretty sick. We got Calvi's going, probably Bus. I'm pretty sure Bus is going, and definitely me. So we'll be down there.
All right. Well, you know, I think it's exciting, and I think what we can do is try to, you know, I don't know, you know, if you guys have cell phones or whatever, but try to set up something where you guys can actually contact someone, and we can do message board updates live from, you know, you send us text messages or call or whatever. We can arrange a communication method so you guys can actually keep us posted with what's going on. We do have something set up similar to that tomorrow, I think. So we're hoping that that'll happen tomorrow, but we can do the same thing. You know, I think for me, when guys go out to the Madden Challenges, I really want them to feel a part of the league, and I want them to feel connected to the league. And whatever we can do to support you guys out there, we're ready to do. And, you know, you get the better you guys do, the better it is for everybody, for you, for the league. You know, we love it.
You know, we love the thing that, you know, we love best about the ethos is camaraderie that comes in. It's great, you know. Nothing beats that. Like, playing the game is only half the fun. It's like being around these people, these great guys, you know, and just everything that comes along with it. And so we'll definitely keep you updated. We're bringing down a sale, which will be good. And I think we'd like to buy T-shirts if that's good.
Say that again, man.
ESL T-shirts. And I'll make sure we're repping ESL.
Yep, cafepress.com/EASL Madden. Plenty of shirts there. If you want a custom one, shoot me an email. We'll make that happen for you as well.
Nice. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much. I got to go now, but thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming back. Take care. All right.
Yep.
All right. And, you know, what we just heard from Franchise, it's really important to me. I really appreciate those words. I might even cut that out and play it again. But that's the thing that we thrive for here is the camaraderie. There's plenty of leagues out there. There's plenty of crews out there. But, you know, really, honestly, until you join this league, until you spend some time on the message boards or meet some of these guys live, you know, and that to me was important for me to come down and meet a lot of the guys that I talked to on the message boards. I mean, Bama and I had met before, so I knew him. Tiki and I, Coach K, Fastball, we've all met. But there's a lot of guys here, Casper, GZ, J-Dev, you know, there's a lot of other guys here that I had never met. And it really helps to actually meet a person face-to-face and actually, you know, we all love this game of Madden. You know, we're all proud. We all want to be the best. And just to be around a bunch of guys that love Madden, and then we all have a common goal. We're all part of the same crew. We're all part of the same league. We're all EAFL. And so we go to this MC, and we're repping. We're talking about the league. Heck, I was out there recruiting people to join the league today, getting email addresses from people that were like, you know, do you play online? Yeah. Oh, I love playing online, but I don't like getting glitched. Oh, really? Guess what? I run a league. Oh, you do? And next thing you know, they want to know about the league. They want to join. They see our crew. They see, you know, 8 or 9 guys hanging out together. And we're not Madden snobs. We're not arrogant. We're just there to have a good time and hopefully make a little noise. And so, you know, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell the people on your buddies list. If you're not a part of the EAFL, you're missing something. You're missing something special. And you just heard it from Franchise. So this isn't just me, you know, doing a promo, as they say in the wrestling world. You heard it from Franchise. And certainly, you know, I could send him a check, but I'm not gonna. Anyway, all right. Let's go back to Coach K has shocked Tiki with T.O. And you know, T.O. is such a monster and a beast in this game. It's his third catch, and Coach K, it was definitely not a user catch, but Coach K has tied the game 14-14. And I tell you, this happens often where people just kind of forget about T.O., and once T.O. gets behind you, it's over. It's over, you know? And, you know, and let me repeat myself. It happens all the time when people just forget about T.O. And once T.O. gets behind you, it's over. T.O. is quickly becoming, in this game, as much of a deep threat as Randy Moss is in this game. Either player getting behind you, you throw the lob deep, and he's got a step. It's over. It's a touchdown. And if Coach K can score it on Tiki, then you know it can be done. All right, and if we look over to the left, we see J-Bev and Casper. This should be a pretty good game. Of course, if you ask Casper, Casper will say, well, no, not really. I mean, you know, I hardly play the game, and, you know, I'm just here to have fun. And, you know, I mean, J-Bev beat Dodson today, for crying out loud. What am I going to do against them? Casper is the most unassuming, but it doesn't work anymore. Casper's diversionary, I'm not that good. No one listens to him anymore because while you're thinking he's not that good, he's user catching, he's user picking, and he's up on you 21 to nothing, and you're saying, what just happened? So, all right, it must be the food. All right. Bama. Yeah. All right. Sorry, fans. Food just got here, and I just thought I'd contribute to the grub coming in. Oh, you know what? Now I gotta. Sorry, guys. I'm here. I'm just making sure that I'm taking the money out of the right. Let's see. That's their money, and this is my money, and I took their money out of my money. You know, that's what happens when you work for a bank for a living. People just give you money and expect you to just handle it. And all right, here we go. All right, I'm back, guys. Sorry I had to take a quick break for a second. I'm gonna take another 30-second break. As soon as I find my switchboard. Lost my switchboard. Still here, guys. Give me a second. All right. Be right back. Huh? I don't care. I just want to make sure that I didn't screw up the money. All right, I am back. Thank you, guys. I just had to make sure that the money was squared away because I have the Bama Bowl money and I have the T. Floyd money, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't confuse the two. I think I have that. The money thing is under control. I am back. We are live. Did I tell you that we are live? Let me repeat myself. It is we are just, let's see, just under an hour now. We are live from the Philly Madden Challenge. We are at the Hyatt Suites right outside of the Madden Challenge. Many of us competed today in the Madden Challenge, and we are live from the Bama Bowl. We've already seen the host of the Bama Bowl, Bama, take him out, and we are now watching Casper and J-Bev set their audibles, and we are now looking at Tiki is now up 20-14, and he went for two, and it is now 22-14, 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I got to be honest, I saw that. Coach K is putting up a bigger fight than is expected. We can't disagree. We cannot disagree. All right. And we have some pizza that just got here, 4 or 5 pizzas floating around. And Keegan's bopping around. Keegan doesn't talk much. He just kind of floats around. Keegan's like a bat. You know, he just floats around the room. Don't say much. Then you look up and there he is. All right, let's see. Coach K has the ball, and time is running out. He's down by 8, which is really only one score, so he doesn't have to panic. And he's in a shotgun formation, 2 running backs, and doing a couple of audibles. Romo is audibling, and uh-oh. And he hits, I think that was T.O., he hit in the back, out of the backfield. That was T.O.'s fourth catch, and it was kind of a little screen pass to T.O., and T.O. got some good yardage, and now Coach K's in giant territory, and the clock is still ticking. 2-minute warning is coming up. He's going to get the playoff, and nice slant to Terry Glenn. And, yes, we at the MCs and here as well, we're using default rosters, which means things like Terry Glenn is still on the team, Jeremy Shockey's with the Giants, Strahan's with the Giants, Brady is playing, and Brady is with the Patriots. He's not Castle, so we are using default rosters here, just like at the Madden Challenge. All right. And it looks like Casper and JBev are underway. It is early on, and it is Dallas versus Dallas, it looks like, if I'm seeing this correctly. They are both the Cowboys, so that ought to be pretty interesting. All right, back to the exciting game, which is Tiki and Coach K. Coach K is looking to tie the score up. And let's see, let's go into the chat room. And let's see, yep, guys, there's definitely some yelling. Calvi's asking who's going to update the boards for tomorrow's results. I don't know. I'll ask Tiki when he's done playing because he had set something up, but he's in the middle of a game right now, so not really sure what the arrangement was. Right now, a minute and 40 and counting. Coach K has the ball. He hits, I believe it looked like Felix Jones on a draw play, and it is fourth and inches now. And let's see. He's got Choice and Felix Jones in the backfield, fourth and inches, shotgun, two running back. Kind of a surprise that he would be in this formation. Game is over. Coach K called a curious play, fourth and inches, and he stayed in shotgun with two backs instead of doing a fullback dive or a quarterback sneak or anything like that. He did have Choice, it looked like, wide open in the flats, but he didn't get the playoff. He got sacked, and doesn't look good for Coach K right now. And then, you know, when you're playing these kind of games, Coach K and I both experienced this today. We played in the over 30 league today. One mistake in a game of two-minute quarters, and it's over. We both experienced that tonight. And even in a game of three-minute quarters, it doesn't take much to find that the game is over. No one's really milking the clock here, but there's a lot of milking going on at the MC. And if you can get the ball first in the second half and stop the guy once in the first half, get the ball, and then get the ball in the second half, you can literally keep the ball away from your opponent just about the whole game. So let's see. Franchise has said that I am the man, thank you, but I'm only as good as the crew that I'm with, so it's not about me, it's about the team, and I got a heck of a crew, so you know, that's really where the strength comes with the EAFL, is with the team. And Tiki's trying to run out the clock, and Coach K's been calling timeouts. He's had his last timeout, third and four. It's a big play. If Coach K can make a stop here, he might have a chance to get the ball back, but he did not. And I'll tell you, that play right there is a big play at the Madden Challenge, a little curl route right over the middle with the running back or with the tight end. It's a big play at the Madden Challenge. Really, at the MC today, there's about three or four plays that we've seen that guys run. The problem is you don't know when it's coming, but those are tough plays to defense. And Calvi is talking about the Titans and the Cowboys, and I have no idea if he's talking NFL or not, but please don't try to tell me the Titans are a better NFL team than the Cowboys, because that you won't get too many people to take that bet. I'm going to have to get a slice of pizza. I'm going to have to get a slice of pizza. You give me one? Thanks, Mama. Something with some pepperoni and sausage, be good. All right, let's see where we're at. Let's look around. Again, live Bama Bowl. It is 7-0. Who's up over there? JBev is up over Casper, 7-0. And Tiki has just beat Coach K. And now it looks like Carrot Top, former EAFL member who got executive approval to return to the EAFL. So he got executive approval. He filed a complaint, and the dismissal was overturned. I'm sorry? Bama, who's home? Is that Jeezy home? Carrot Top is home? Okay. Calvi, the pizza looks good. We've got, I think it's Pizza Hut. I don't know what it is, but it's not Domino's, so the pizza's good, guys. I got sausage and pepperoni. And, all right, so we are at this. And I must, it must be me because I take about 3 seconds to set up my my audibles and my depth chart. Probably why I don't win much because it takes me about 3 seconds. Yeah, I know, because you was about to say that, wasn't you? I know you was, man. I could read your mind, man. I know you was about to say that. But, hey, you know what? I won my – hey, H-E-Z, I won my first round game now. How'd you do? Oh, my bad, my bad. Oh, that was tough, wasn't it? That was tough, wasn't it? Oh, that was good. All right. All right, all right. Jeezy has saying that Casper learned a new offense this morning and is implementing it successfully. Of course, if you ask Casper, he will say, "I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't learn anything this morning, and I, you know, I'm still trying to figure this game out. Really, I'd rather be playing NFL NBA Live, really, and, you know." All right. T, are you playing in the Bama Bowl or just commentating? I am not playing in the Bama Bowl. I was only available as an alternate, something that you're seeing in the EAFL playoffs where we are setting up alternates so that if guys decide that they're not going to play, you know, we can just replace them and get somebody else in. And that's what I was. I was setting up as an alternate, and I'm not needed. And the good news about having a tournament here in the room is if you're signed up to play, you're going to play. Because between me, Coach K, and Fastball, you ain't got no choice. We got the door covered, and we got your money. So you're going to play. So everybody's playing. And I'm doing the commentating. And I'm going to try to set up if what I really would like to do is get if I can get interviews, I'm going to try to set up guys to go in another room and call in. So the delay, there is a delay, so the delay doesn't mess up, and I might try to get a couple of interviews. 7-7, okay, thank you, sir. We have Casper has come back to tie that game up, and as we predicted, that is going to be a good game, and it already is. You know, this is Carrot Top's going to play Jeezy, and most of us don't remember how good he was or wasn't, so this is going to be his tryout right here. You know, he gets a live trial in front of, I mean, man, you got founders of the league in the room. You got three commissioners. No, wait a minute. Casper's a commissioner now, too. You got four commissioners in the room. I mean, Terratop, don't want to put former commission right here. Consultant. I mean, not putting any pressure on you, Terratop, or anything, you know. Between all the founding members of the league and all the commissioners in the room, you know. Let's see, S-Jack is in the room. I didn't know S-Jack was around. T don't want to give away his money. Hey, man, T gives away his money every month. And yeah, hold on. Let me put a note in here, man. T contributed to the food. Thank you very much. All right, I put a little note in there. I did contribute to the food because I'm just that kind of guy. And I don't want to be nominated for the That Guy Award because I hear that's pretty embarrassing. And Keegan Brick is walking around with his EAFL T-shirt that he won many, many months ago and just got. I think it was the EAFL Madden March Madness tournament. And he won a T-shirt, and he's wearing it. Ha, 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 so much delay. Yeah, there is a delay. It's about a 10-second delay. What else do... Something, soda, juice, anything. Oh, you want a store? Just like Coke is fine with me. I'm easy. Coca-Cola, brother, Coca-Cola. All right? You're not going to catch me on live being recorded, send it to my job. Oh, next thing you know, Mr. Floyd, we need to speak to you for a minute. You know what? Hey, Coach, you're not getting, like, diet soda with like, Splenda? Lactate-free soda? All right. I'm going to take a quick jaunt. Oh, wait a minute. Let me check the – let's see. No callers. I am observing the chat room. Yeah. Now, how are you guys – I wonder how you guys are catching that there is a delay. Maybe you guys can tell me in the chat room how you know that there is a delay, because I'm curious to know how you know. I know there's a delay, but how do you know that it's a delay? Is it because I'm commenting on things in the chat room, and so you can see how long it takes me to comment? Maybe that's it. Call-in number, S-Jack, is – I got to go over here to the call-in number, 347-838-9525. That is the call-in number. We are live, Philly, the Madden Challenge. And, hey, guys in the chat room, if the background noise gets too much, let me know, and I'll hush these guys a bit. I want there to be some excitement. But if you guys can't hear me, then, okay, you saying delay now. Yeah, I guess there is a pretty good delay. I guess the website wants to make sure that if I do something inappropriate, they have the ability to step in. If you ever notice in the chat room, every once in a while, Mindy will come in from BTR, and she's a moderator, and she just wants to make sure that the show's going smoothly and that there's no problems. And I guess they want to make sure that if something really bad happens, like I start doing something I shouldn't be doing, if there's enough lag for them to catch it. That's about the best thing that I can guess. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the website and just see if there's anything on the website that's worth talking about. I did go there and post that we were live on the show now, but I don't know how many people are. Let's see. Coach K wants everyone to know that there will be videos uploaded later tonight. If you guys ever watch Coach K, if you ever notice the time that Coach K posts, it's usually about 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, and I think what happens is that's when he posts, like, rule changes and things. And he'll say, okay, if anybody has an objection, you got 30 minutes to let me know. If not, it sticks. And so he goes on and he posts at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning thinking that, hey, it's not, hey, I'm up. Why ain't you guys up, you know? You guys need to be up, you know? All right. So I'm going to go to the message boards and see what's going on. And, I'll tell you guys, I think I could ask any of the guys that's helped start the league, Bama, Coach K, Fastball, Tiki, did any of you guys think that we would have something like this 3 years later where we would have a tournament in a hotel room outside of a Madden Challenge? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? It's amazing that we have gotten to the point where we can do something like this. It's something. And I didn't make it last year. You guys are old pros at this. I didn't make it last or earlier this year to Players Bowl. So you guys are old pros. I did hear about some stories, though, from Players Bowl. And I'm just hoping that some of the stories I heard don't get repeated, you know, this weekend. I'm just gonna leave it like that. That's kind of why I got my own room, all by my lonesome. All right, let's go back to the chat room and just see. Yeah, guys, there is a huge lag, but you know what? We're gonna make it work. Check out the okay. All right, we've got JBev up late in the third quarter over Casper, 10-7. And we have Carrot Top and GZ still sitting their audibles. Got a phone call, 314 area code. Welcome to the Madden Boys. What can I do for you?
What's up, T? This is S-Jack.
S-Jack, what's happening, dude?
Not much, man, not much.
Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good right now. I'm sitting here playing Rust Bus.
Why are you
getting some labbing time in?
Oh, okay, you guys just labbing?
He said, why am I not in Philly?
You and him are labbing?
Yeah, well, I'm just playing and getting him ready.
Oh, okay. Now, he's got to play JBev, right?
Yeah, I'm using Titans gift. He beat me bad,
okay.
Though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, and JBev, you know, is right now playing in the Bama Bowl, and he's playing Casper. And so, you know, Russ Bus is labbing with you. JBev is over here. And I tell you, JBev had some really good games today. He made it farther than any of us actually today at the Madden Challenge. So I think he'll be ready for Russ Bus too. Yeah, I think what's that?
Oh no, JBev he choked. He was choking that other early MC. He better than that.
I didn't hear you, Jack. I'm sorry. What did you say about J-Buff?
I said he choked at the early MCs that we...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he choked that. He better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's talking about you choked early in the season. But you know how you get back, right? You say, and who's still playing and who isn't? See, that's simple. Nothing personal, Jack. You know, you're my man, 20 grand, but the truth is the truth. It's, you know, trust me, I know. I can't talk smack too much because I never get that far. So I got to sit back and listen to everybody else talk smack.
I'm going to be back next season.
Tell us, Jack, what now? Yeah, he's going to put up the Godson J-Bev game. And I'll tell you, it was a hell of a game. It really was. It was a hell of a game. It'll be up on YouTube later tonight. So,
I just played Godson. He was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he played him on Game of Thrones.
He shouldn't have won.
He did? He beat you?
I picked it up and I fumbled it. Then he won.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I've talked to Godson for years online. I even talked to him on the phone a few times. We actually at one point were real cool when he was in the league, and we had each other's cell phone number, and then he kind of flaked out a little bit, so we kind of put some space between him and the EAFL because he just kind of flaked out a bit. And so today was the first day I actually got to meet him. And so so Coach K points to him and says, J-Bev saying Godson. I said, that's Godson? He said, yeah. And I would have never picked him out. I mean, never. And so when the game was done, I walked over to him and I said, yo, I said, you know who I am? And he looked at me and he said, are you Coach K? And I said, nah, man. I said, it's Kamish from the EAFL. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, you hate me. I said, nah, man, I don't hate nobody, man. I said, hey, you played a good game, you know, good meeting you. And then that was it. So. J-Bev is up 17-7 and just got a pick. J-Bev is in rare form right now. It's a tough out for anybody right now. And we're still waiting on the GZ. They're about to start the GZ Carrot Top game. I got a question from Coach K's brother. Blessa. Did I say it right? I don't like saying nobody's name wrong. Blessa just asked me, and I do want to say, though, that is Coach K's brother. Blessa just asked me, do I think that our show will get to the point of getting syndication, satellite radio or something like that? Who knows? We take it one show at a time. And the goal is every show gets better, more listeners, loyalty from the league. S-Jack calls in, shows some support, appreciate that, and just try to just grow the fan base. That's all. All right. Hey, Jack, anything else?
No. When is the draft, the live draft?
Right now we have it set up for 9 o'clock on Monday. There is a chance it gets moved to 9:15, 9:30 the latest. So it'll be between 9 and 9:30 on Monday. I have a tiny, tiny conflict that I'm trying to iron out. But it's definitely Monday night. It's just a matter of we're going to leave it at 9 or I might have to move it 15 minutes or so. But it's definitely Monday night.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and we'll see. We'll see between Russ Bus and Jay. It'll be a great game.
Yeah. All right. All right. See.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling. That was S. Jack. Definitely a top baller in the EAFL. Former Super Bowl champ. I used to have a running joke with S. Jack that he was undefeated 1 year, and we played, and I beat him. I was 1-0 against him for quite a while. I said I'd be 1-0 against him. I don't think we've played still. So I might still be 1-0 against S-Jack. Yeah, I think I am. We haven't played yet. So at some point it's gonna go to 1-1. I know he's looking forward to playing me one day, so at some point it's gonna go to 1-1. But he's a good guy and he's a good player. And let's see. I'm looking at the chat room comments, and Calvi is saying, let's not forget J-Bev 17-0 denied access to the Super Bowl. T, let J-Bev know I won't forget that. Okay. Well, Calvi, consider J-Bev put on notice that I'm reading it straight out of the chat room from Calvi. Let's not forget J-Bev, 17-0, denied access to the Super Bowl. You must have beat him and kept him out of the Super Bowl one year? Oh, he beat you. Oh, he beat you. Okay. When was this? Oh, so he's living in the past is what you're saying. All right. Calvi, J-Bev says, put me in a pansy, get off Madden 08 and come join us in Madden 09. So that's the words from Calvi. All right, let's see who else. Let's just make sure. Sangrado's in there. Who else is in the chat room? The Franchise, S-Jack, Drewski, Fish Food, myself. All right, let's go to the phones and see if we have any callers. No callers, okay. Back to the chat room. And, all right, let's get some game updates here. Looks like Jeezy and Carrot Top are underway. And it's another Cowboy versus, you know, it just warms my heart to see so many Cowboy fans in the room today, you know. Hey, Jeezy, can you hear this? Let me turn it up. I said, can you hear this? Let me turn it up. It's a family show. Hey, Franchise is pumped up, man. Franchise is really looking forward to repping us next Sunday. So, I'd love to have it, man, you know. Let's see. It is a 0-0 game, but the Cowboys are driving. I'm really not sure who has the ball. Jeezy's got the ball. And Marion Barber scores and goes into the end zone. And it is 7-0, or about to be 7-0. Jeezy is going crazy. It is 7-0. And looking over at the Casper J-Bev game, it's just a kind of a mere formality now. It looks like J-Bev's going to win that game. It is 17-7. J-Bev is up. And it is another. Well, you know, it's all Dallas right now. Dallas versus Dallas versus Dallas versus Dallas. And Jeezy goes for two. That, you know, when you see somebody early in the game go for two, that's like a slap in the face. You know, that's like sending a message. I don't respect you. Who are you? I can get two on you, baby. I don't even need it, but I'm going to take it. And let me tell you, I'm glad I'm sitting over here and not playing. All right. Franchise wants me to send the word out that he'd love to see some of you guys in Boston next week. And the guys are saying that they'll think about it, but some of them will be in New York next week. So, all right, let's see. I tell you though, Jeezy has got to be one of the most interesting looking dudes I've ever met. He does, man. He's got the throwback 1960 tie dye shorts on with the yellow shirt, and he's got the slippers, the sports slippers on, barefoot. He's got a goatee that's really a true goatee. Yeah, he's an interesting dude, man. Interesting looking dude. I bet he'd be good to party with, though. I bet Jeezy would be a real good dude to party with. We got Coach K here. Coach K was rocking his Coach K EAFL Madden T-shirt today. You know, we've got Nelly Nell sitting over here. The last time I saw Nelly Nell, his hand was in a cast. So it's good to see that he has full use of his limbs tomorrow. And he sure did, and he still won a game that day. And Keegan is walking around with his iPod and his EAFL t-shirt, compliments of the EAFL commissioner. And we're looking over, and the Casper JBev game is now 24-7. Yeah, it's getting ugly. Casper cannot say, I told you, you know. I tell you, the one thing about Casper is he talks a lot more on the message board than he does in person. He don't say much in person. He just kind of floats around. Keegan doesn't say much in person. He's a little snippy on the message boards, though. He got jokes on the message boards, but in person, he's kind of quiet, too. It's interesting meeting people live and then you know, comparing their online personalities to what you see live. Now, GZ has turned into, I wouldn't even go that far, man. That's just, he's a guy who is rapping. All right. So JBev has taken Casper down. And so now we have good sportsmanship there. And let's see, the next game coming up, let's look. It looks like Keegan comes out of the shell and will play Bama. That should be a pretty good game. All right, let's go and see what we have. We do have a call. Let's see, 727 area code, you're on the Madden Voice. What can I do for you?
What's up, T? It's Sangrado.
Sangrado! Thanks for calling in, man. Hey, I got to ask you a question, man. Help me understand this. What's up with Xbox Live making you change your name?
I don't know, man. They made me change my name before because I took the I out of it, and then I tried to that slide, and they caught me again like 3 months later. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, what's their excuse? They think it's offensive?
Yeah, I guess because 69 and then the arrogance on the bitches. I guess someone said it's abbreviation. They caught me or something. I don't know. All I know is they made me change my name, so I'm repping my Dirty Birds now.
All right, well, it sucks, but now I finally got used to you and that being your name. Now I got to get used to you with another name.
Yeah, I'm just calling in to say what's up to everybody over there. Wishing y'all luck.
Hey, Sangrado says hello. All right. Hey, now where do you live? What part of the country do you live?
Florida, man.
Oh, Florida?
Near Tampa. Yeah.
He lives near Tampa.
South, going to the Orlando FC. Anyone's going down there.
Okay. Gigi said if you want to plan for cash, let him know.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. You know what? Don't sweat it. You know, don't sweat it. He ain't got no money anyway, so don't worry about it. Like I said, he ain't got no money anyway. So.
What did you say? I didn't catch that.
I said he doesn't have any money anyway, so don't worry about it. He's lucky that he wins a lot of those money games because one day he's going to lose and they're going to be like, where my money? He goes, I'll be right back. It's in the car. And you'll see him running down the street. All right, man. Well, hey, appreciate you calling in, showing us some love, showing us some support.
All right, man. Y'all be working over there in Philly.
All right. Well, we'll do our best, man. We'll try to, you know, I gotta catch up with the 360 commissioner over here and find out if we have any firm arrangements for updates tomorrow. And if we don't, then we're going to have to make some.
All right.
All right. Well, take care.
All right, see.
All right. Yep, take care. Killer? Okay. Oh, that's right. Killer did call in earlier and said that. That's right. Okay. And we have 36 minutes to go for the live show. And I will remind everybody that if we will stay on the air, we will stay on the air for the full 3 hours or until the Bama Bowl is over, whichever comes first. And once we go off the internet live feed, the show will continue to record for another hour. If you want to hear it live, you have to call in. And you can listen to the show live. If not, then you'll have to catch the 3rd hour on archives for those of you that are out there listening. And, you know, so right now, Keegan and Bama are going to lock horns, and Keegan is setting his depth charts, it looks like he is actually a refreshing change. It looks like he's going to go with the Colts. You know, and it was a time where everybody was using the Colts in Madden, and now I don't know that I saw one team using them today. I seen a lot of Patriots and Chargers and Cowboys today, but I did not see one team use the Colts today. And a lot of Jags, but not one team used the Colts today. So, Brett Favre's not on there. That could be why people aren't using the Jets. And Coach K and I played in the Over 30 tournament tonight, and I lost my one game. I got a little arrogant. I started playing this guy, and he didn't show me anything. So I got a little sloppy, and I threw a touchdown. Threw an interception, and then the guy got the ball, and he had a decent little offensive scheme. And he ended up scoring and got up on me 7-0. Then he got the ball in the second half, and he had the ball down to 30 seconds in the fourth quarter, and then he went for a touchdown, and he threw it. I got an interception, and I came down in 30 seconds. I had one timeout left, and I managed to get down to the 7-yard line, and I ran out of time, and I couldn't tie it up. So, hey, no. Hand me that Coke. I'm going to – that was by request from me, and I'm going to hit me up with some Coke. Thank you, sir. You know, you get on the – yeah, they should have some ice. This is this freezer? Okay. Yeah, see, we are in a hotel room, guys, so while I am live, you will also hear unsolicited comment. Yeah, there's no – but there is a freezer. Hey, no. Do me a solid. Stick this in the freezer then, brother. Thank you, sir. I do not like cold soda. All right, let's see. We are still here. I am in the chat. I am in the chat room, and I see S Jack and saying, "Oh, there's some." Oh, that's good. I don't want to use it all up. Thank you, sir. All right. I learned a long time ago when you open up soda, don't open it up too quick, or you might be wearing it. Okay. Bama Bowl updates in 30 seconds. Hang there with me while I give myself a little bit of soda. You know, talking for 2 to 3 hours, the voice gets a little dry. So, got to have a little something to wet the whistle. Let's see. J-Bev has an Ohio State shirt on, which I guess you can wear proudly now after the way USC got upset last night. So now it's... you can wear the Ohio State shirt. If it wasn't for that, then I'd say you can't wear it no more the way they got whomped by USC, but now USC lost, so you can wear it. So, all right. I'll just over here. There you go. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. It looks like Jesus is getting serious. He's standing now. He's not sitting down no more. He's saying, hey, this is like being at an MC. I'm standing. And so he is up 8-3. And he's playing Carrot Top, but like I said, Carrot Top, EAFL, had a little rule, and hasn't been in the league in over a year, but we've met, we've talked, and he will be welcomed back into the league, and he's got an impromptu tryout with, you know, a guy who's historically been one of the toughest ballers to play in the league, and that's the boys, and so it's a pretty interesting And I think he just got. I think the boys just got an interception. Yeah, just got an interception. He picked off. Like I said, it's Dallas versus Dallas, and it is still 8-3, third quarter, about a minute and a half to go, and we got to slide Keegan out the way because then I thank you, sir, so that I can see what's going on. All right, and oh, nice user catch! Wow. That was a nice user right there. We are seeing some really good skills here tonight between J-Bev, Bama, the boys. We're seeing some stuff here tonight. These guys go into the MC tomorrow with this same mentality, this same determination, and all the support. Look out. All the top guys over there that are used to winning, look out. The EAFL is going to bring something tomorrow. Let's see. And, oh, nice. Yeah, it kind of looks like the boys is having a really good time with Carrot Top. Carrot Top's the game, though. He's in there trying, but sometimes it's just an uphill battle. And, you know, Madden, yeah, I know he's about to. Oh, no, why? I thought, you just had to pick. Ah, see? That's what, you know, when you guys play the same teams, it's hard for me to determine who's who. All right, so I take that back. Just scrap what I just said 30 seconds ago. And Carrot Top has got the ball, and he's driving on him. All right, so Carrot Top must have had that pick. I thought it was the boys who had that pick. So Carrot Top had that pick. So Carrot Top's battling. And he throws it over the middle, and he's got a first and goal now. As we wind down the third quarter, 8-3, Carrot Top is driving, looking to get the go-ahead score. And it's really going to be interesting, should he score, will he go for one or two? But I guess he's got to score first. But it's 8-3, and should he get a touchdown, he goes up to 9-8, extra point would make it 10-8. Does he do that, or does he go for two and make it an 11-8 game? It's going to be interesting to see what his decision will be. But he's got to score first. We look back on the Bama Jabez game, and Bama is still sending his audibles. And we look back in here, and we can see these guys have been here. Looks like they're looking at some women or something. I'm not sure what they're doing, but they're looking at some women back here. I need to go back here with these guys. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think, is that a pick? Oh, wow. Wow. And we have a pick, and the boys are getting amped. He's getting pumped. This is what I want to see tomorrow. I want to see the boys getting amped and getting pumped tomorrow. All right, let's see. Well, with 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go, game is definitely not over yet. It is an 8-3 game, and if Carrot Top can play a little D and hold the boys, he's got time to get the ball back. He's got all his timeouts, and the boys is pinned back deep. So the game's definitely not over yet. All right, let's see. Let's see. Keegan, I may have said Jabez earlier, and I apologize. It's actually Keegan and Bama that are playing, and it's, again, it's, here it's actually Dallas versus the Colts, and Keegan is actually using the Colts, and Bama, once again, history is repeating itself. He's got the Cowboys. In the meantime, if you're in the chat room, you can see S. Jack and Sangrado actually going at it. Pretty interesting. And it's just another competitive rivalry in the EAFL. All right. Let's see. Updates. Well, Bama's setting audibles. And it is third and five. Let's see. I'll tell you, that little curl route over the middle has been almost unstoppable at the MC, and has been almost unstoppable here at the Bama Bowl. He got a big first down, and it's going to be tough now for Carrot Top. Still not done. He's got all his time out, so see what happens. And the boys is once again showing a little disrespect. He's saying, you can't stop me. I can do whatever I want on you. And Carrot Top's saying, bring it. All right. I think it was funny when J-Bev was playing Godson today. We all sacked Godson into going for two, and J-Bev stopped him. And had he just kicked the extra point, then the game goes into overtime. But everybody was saying, come on, Shanahan, including myself. And we all psyched him into going for two for the win. And then J-Bev stopped him, and J-Bev gets the win. All right. Let's see. I think Keegan and Bama have resumed to their game. First quarter, minute and a half to go. 0-0 score. Bama with the ball. And let's see. T.O.'s in motion. I believe that. Nope, that's not T.O. That's Creighton. Or a stand back. Yeah, the hair. I saw the hair at the last second. That's stand back in motion. I'll tell you, Stanback gets robbed and Madden. They got him at an 89 speed. The dude should be at least a 93 or 94 speed right now. At least. All right. Uh-oh. So it looks like Carrot Top is going to get the ball and get one last shot. Manually defending the curl is not as easy as it sounds, Fish Food. You got some of the top guys here, and it's not as easy as it sounds, especially if you're throwing to a tight end or a wide receiver that's 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", or the Jag guy that's 6'8". It's hard to stop. All right. Let's see. Both games are going. We have – oh, it's over? Oh, okay. All right, so officially GZ has won the game, and now they're just kind of labbing out the last 30 seconds. So we go back to the Keegan-Bama game, and 0-0, Bama's ball. Fullback dive with Deion Anderson, UConn graduate. And Bama is now third in inches, under a minute to go in the first quarter, and he is at the Indy 10. And it's kind of a big play. If he can get a first down, he'll be first and goal. And I look in the chat room, and I can see that S. Jack and Sangrado, they're still going at it. Pretty interesting. 22 minutes left to go, and like I said, if you want to continue to hear the live updates from the Bama Bowl, you will have to call in. And the number is 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. All right. Try to peek over around the boys and see. They're just laughing, so I guess it doesn't really matter. All right. Bama Bowl, Bama's game against Keegan there at the beginning of the second quarter, and it's first and goal for Bama. And Bama's got the ball. Comes out, looks like I formation. And he goes with, looks like Felix Jones, got about 4 yards. And Bama's just being methodical, actually using kind of a Madden challenge scheme here. Slow, deliberate, up the middle, few yards, and just trying to see what he can do. Keegan is trying to counter it, makes a nice play. Nice play on, looks like it was another fullback dive, got him in the backfield. It's now third and goal. Bama did a hurry up and making some adjustments at the line. And let's see what this play is going to encounter. And it is a pass play. It goes for a screen. It looks like Marcellus Bennett. And Bama is going to have to settle for three. So a first and goal in Keegan's defense hold. And as is the practice in the Madden Challenge, if your opponent throws, kicks a field goal, you must put the controller down, so that if it is a block, they know that it is a computer block and not a manual field goal glitch. Hey, fastball. We still got a deal, right? Okay. That's high-level EAFL stuff, fastball. All right. Me and fastball have a deal. Can't disclose it, but just checking what I'm in. He's a man of his word. All right. Keegan has the ball. First and 10. And I'll tell you, that little short pass over the middle has been, you know, a little curl route or, you know, a small route of various natures over the middle has been very challenging to stop. Bama fags out the D and almost gets a user pick with Pat Watkins, 6'5". And I'll tell you, yeah, I don't know that there's many people that know the Dallas Cowboys professional team better than me. For me, if you're playing Madden, you got to use Pat Watkins to play center field. He's 6'5", he's tall, and he's got a decent amount of speed for a safety. And to me, it's a no-brainer to use him to roam around. He's going to definitely he's going to make some plays for you. You know, and we've got Coach K, who is blocking the television. Hey, Coach K. All right, let's see. It is 4th and 1, and Keegan is going for it. And what will Keegan do for a play? It looks like he's going to go with a goal line offense and probably – oh, nice, nice play. That is a really nice play. Fake fullback dive and a little flipped into the flats. Keegan just ran that. That was a nice little play. It was a step away from being a touchdown. That was a nice play, but he converted. That's a ballsy play on 4th down. All right. And Keegan's got about 1:05, and he's down to Bama's 27-yard line. And he's moving the ball right now on Bama. Bama's on his heels. And they each have one timeout. It's about 58 seconds to go. And Keegan's got a 2nd and 3. Keegan and I were actually, I had actually beat Keegan our first 2 games ever, and they haven't played him in a while, and then I played him twice this season, and he has now evened our career win-losses to 2-2. But I had 2 wins on him because I guess my style was different enough to do that till this season, of course. And now he won both games on me. All right, let's go into the chat room and see what's going on. Are they running Jones or Barber more? I'd say Barber's probably getting the ball more because guys are running up the middle. They're doing fullback dives, and, you know, Barber's a beast. Wow. Keegan had Reggie Wayne wide open. Not sure how he got him so wide open. Oh, you run committed. Okay. He run committed and got Reggie Wayne wide open, and he now goes up 7-0, 2nd quarter. J-Bub, that's all right. 7-3, I should say. Keegan is up, 2nd quarter, 33 seconds to go. It was a great play. Keegan's certainly coming up with some things, catching Bama off guard a little bit. And but Bama's got, you know, after this run back, Miles Austin's running the ball back, and he's getting it to about the 24, 25-yard line, it looks like. And he's got 28 seconds, and he's got a timeout. So he's going to try to see if he can move the ball. I don't know who gets the ball first in the second half, but he's going to see if he can take advantage of this 28 seconds. And right now, the boys is waiting to see who he gets to play. Well, let's see. Bama, nobody's open. He goes to scramble, and it is now second and eight, 22 seconds, and Bama has just burned his last timeout. And let's see. Third and eight. He tries to catch, I think it was T.O. up the sideline, but T.O. was well covered. And it's 38, 18 seconds to go. Now Bama's got to wonder if he's going to leave J-Bev a chance to maybe come down and get some points. And J-Bev gets an interception. Bama throws, Bama does a T move and actually throws in a triple coverage. Not exactly an advisable play, and it gets picked off. 6 seconds to go, and Keegan is actually at the 44-yard line with 6 seconds to go. So it is not impossible that he could actually get 20 yards and go for a field goal if he can either he's out of timeout, so then he would have to try to get to a sideline or just go for a touchdown. Let's see. And he's going into the end zone. And the ball drops harmlessly. So at halftime, it's 7-3. Keegan with the Colts over Bama with the Cowboys. All right, let's see how much time we have left before we go. 13 minutes left live. And then again, if you want to hear the Bama Bowl updates, 347-838-9525. If you want to catch them after we go off the air. And I would hope that some of you guys would call in so that I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. You know? Yeah. 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 I got a couple more upstairs, man. We'll see. There's enough guys wearing them there today. Yeah, I got to have a couple, man. You know? Hey, man, I ain't your daddy. Wear what you want, bro. you been drinking? Yeah, get to you, okay. All right. I have a black one. I have a black one. And so. Breakdown is commenting on the fact that I have a do-rag on because I usually wear one at night, and I wasn't going to not wear one around the guys. So, you know, I came in back in the room and took a shower and changed and threw my evening gear on, including my rag. And so I'm down here looking like I'm did you guys drive through some of those neighborhoods coming from the – man, I'm driving through and dudes sitting outside, east in the corner looking at my car like that. I was like, oh, let me get out of here, man. I ain't home. I don't know these cats, man. I said, what's up with this navigational system bringing me through here to get to the hotel? Yeah, I'm like driving. I'm thinking, is the hotel in this neighborhood? Oh, no, y'all going to be by yourself. So, all right, back on, back to the Bama Bowl. And we're in the third quarter now. It is 7-3. Keegan did a draw play. It is 3rd and 5. He's doing a hurry up. And so what game's going on here? Who's here? Jeezy and Tiki. Oh man, classic. That's like EAFL classics. Jeezy and Tiki. Y'all hated each other before? Well, you know what? I used to hate you too, honestly, so I guess I can't say nothing. Yeah. We didn't know. You became Mr. TML there for a little while, so we didn't know. We were trying to figure out what was this guy's game, you know? I did, man. I was serious too. But, you know, you're okay now. You know, Players Bowl helped you out a lot in our eyes. You went out there and repped us strong, so works for me. Works for me. Now we got to get Duke to join the league. All right. Looks like this might be the boys. I mean, Killer calling back. Is this Killer?
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening?
No, I had to step out. What's going on with Bama Bowl, though?
Say that again now?
I had to step out. What's going on with the Bama Bowl? Who's left?
All right. We have, I know Jay Bev is still alive. He's sitting back waiting for his next game. Bama and Keegan are playing right now. Keegan is up 7-3, but Bama's got the ball. And then the boys is setting his audibles. Him and Tiki are about to play. That should be a good game.
Nice. But yo, tell Jeezy that his Red Sox fell short on that American League East.
Tell Jeezy what now?
That the Rays are the American League East champions.
Who the Rays are?
Yeah.
Why would I tell him that? Yeah, he wants me to tell you that. Yeah, who cares?
I just know
I'm a Red Sox fan, man, so who cares, man?
What?
Oh, you're a Red Sox fan? Oh, so he was telling you. Oh, you told him to give him a hard time. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? We can all be. How many Yankee fans are in the room? The Yankees are not going to the playoffs. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Yankees.
And Coach K is the media man here with the camera, trying to get video of the Bama Bowl. And Jeezy is still doing his audibles. And hey, if I had known, man, I should have brought my Blitzcast with me.
K's just trying to run a spy game. He's trying to get everybody's plays.
Say that again now?
Coach K is just running Spygate. He's trying to get everybody's plays.
I'm not really sure what Coach K is doing, quite honestly, but long as he's having a good time. excuse me. All right, let's see. What's going on in the chat room? No, not too much. Oh, we're up to 9 users now in the chat room. Which on a normal scheduled show, 9 in our chat room is kind of light, but this wasn't as scheduled as normal, so I expect this to be a lightly attended show. But I expect that the archives, there will be a lot of people downloading the archives. And like I said, guys, if you have an iPod, you have an iTunes account, we are a free iPod podcast, and all you have to do is search for my name, EAFL Commish. And it'll bring you right to our show. And you can actually download all 20 shows on iTunes free of charge. Listen to them on your iPod at your convenience.
So who all made it out there?
Well, right here, let's see. I'm going to go from left to right. I'm looking at Bama, Keegan Brick, Fastball, Casper, Coach K, Tiki, Jeezy, Breakdown, Carrot Top, J-Bev is around, Blessa, Coach K's brother, who is not in the EAFL yet, but we're going to keep working on him. And I think that's – and me, of course. That's everybody that's here. And I don't know about S-Gibbs and those guys that said they were coming down. Who knows? But yeah. All right. So maybe we'll see them tomorrow. So, all right. Anything else, Killer?
No, I'm good. Y'all have a good night. I'm heading to bed.
All right. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Later. All right. All right. Let's go back to the chat room. All right. Franchise is leaving. Looks like I'm losing my listeners, but that's okay, guys. We're going to be here live. EAFL Madden, EAFL Radio, the Madden Voice in Philly at the Hyatt Summer Suites, the Bama Bowl. We are here until the end of the Bama Bowl, or 3 hours, whichever comes first. Alright. Kiki is setting his audibles. And I missed something because Bama is up now, 10-7. TO screen. Got a hot play for him. And so now we have JBev, minute and 20 seconds to go, moving the ball with the Colts. This is actually a very good game. I mean, Keegan, my bad. My bad. That's because you don't talk enough. We put you two in a room together, and it'd be number silence. Get you guys talking. Even fastball kind of quiet tonight. Maybe fastball needs some liquor in him or something. Yeah, okay, two. Only on the boards. Hey, Fast, we going to hang out later, man? Oh, we're to tomorrow night? You here till Sunday? You leaving tomorrow night? All right. Because I might have to hang out by myself tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm staying on Sunday. But I'm going home Sunday morning. I'm going to try to get my little daughter's in a parade on Sunday. I'm going to try to get home in time to see her. I'm going to try. Oh, I'll definitely be home in time for that. That's easy. And I'm going to call Bama about 8 o'clock. His phone's going to go straight to voicemail. All right. Let's see. We are looking at a 4th-and-2, and he converts. And, again, let me remind everybody, this is the Madden Voice, and we are live from the Philly MCs, which are over for today but resume again tomorrow. And we are live at the Bama Bowl. And right now we have two games going. We have Bama and Keegan. And Keegan is driving, trying to at least get in the field goal range, see if he can set the game in overtime. And Tiki and the boys are just kicking off right now, and that should be a great game. And, you know, this is a tournament for cash. This is not a tournament for pride. This is a tournament for cash. I know because I'm holding the cash. And let's see what's going on. Let's see. Let's check the see if we have any callers. No callers. We've got about 3 minutes to go, and then the live show will end, and the broadcast will continue for another hour. And in order for you to hear the show, you will have to call in at 347-838-9525, and that's 347-838-9525. And Tiki has just scored an interception, 7-0. Looks like it's about to be 7-0. Giants over the Cowboys. Tiki with an interception. And Keegan just makes a huge, huge play and now actually has a chance to see if he can get a win instead of going for the tie. 10 seconds to go. He still has a timeout, and he is at the 16-yard line as we speak. And he is going to go for a win and then maybe the tie. Let's see. Bama fags out the D. Oh, man. And Bama fag D worked, and he just missed an interception, which would have ended the game. And it's funny. The emotion here at the Bama Bowl is very similar to the emotion at the Madden Challenge today. It's that level of intensity. The boys was pounding his chest earlier. Bama's pounding the ground. These guys want to win. We've got 90 seconds live left, and then you will have to call in if you want to hear the show live, or you'll have to catch the archive. If you want to call in, it'll be 347-838-9525, and you can continue to listen to the show live. I don't think you'll even catch it if you're in the chat room. I'm not sure. I think the chat room will stop as well in about another minute. So the only way that you can hear live is to go to your cell phones or your home phones or whatever, Skype phones or whatever you got. Call in 347-838-9525, and you can hear the show live. Or just catch the archive. Like I said, look for my name, EAFL Commish, and that is on iTunes. And you can subscribe to the Madden Voice, and actually you can hear all 20 shows live. This is show 21. We're down to 30 seconds to go. And remember, if you want to call in, 347-838-9525, and you can continue to listen to the show for the next hour if you're curious who is going to win the the Bama Bowl. We are down to 15 seconds. For those of you who are not calling in, let me thank you for listening in and supporting the EAFL. And let me remind you that the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field. All right. If you are still there and are still joining us, we are back for the last hour of the Bama Bowl, and we are here live. And this is actually the first time in 21 shows that we are actually doing it a third hour just for you, our loyal listeners, a third hour live from Philadelphia on the road with the Bama Bowl. And let me just kind of recap. We are at the Philadelphia MCs. They are 2 days, today and tomorrow. We had a pretty solid showing, and I'll talk a little bit more about some of the things we did today. I'm going to try to see if I can get J-Bev to call in and tell us a little bit about his exciting game versus Godson today. And we had most of the guys made it out of the first round. And really, when we ran into a problem was when we played each other and someone didn't make it out. But most of the guys made it out of the first round, and it was a pretty good showing today. And we plan to increase it because tomorrow we will have Nelson. Nelly Nell will be there, and a few other guys are going to be joining us tomorrow, so we expect to do really, really well tomorrow. But we are here at the Bama Bowl, which is an annual event started by the D.C. Bama himself, his way to give back to the league, his way to show the league that, it's important to him and his love for the league. And he hosts a tournament that we have at wherever the Philly MC is. We find a place that we can host the tournament, and it's growing. I mean, I can almost see this turning into something really special at some point for the EAFL and for the members. And we have pizza and food and stuff and about a dozen or so guys. And right now, J-Bev has won his game against Casper, so he's kind of sitting back, waiting patiently, scouting, as he just said. I'm catching his Jordans. He got some nice Jordans on. I like them Jordans, man. Don't. What size you wear, man? Oh, man, I can't do 11s. You lucky. Hey, I like them. You catch my Jordans today? My black. You look at my black and white Jordans today, man? I wore those specifically today, man, to catch attention. Black and white. Yeah, well, tomorrow I'll have red and white on. Tomorrow I'll have a red and white pair on tomorrow, which they're okay. They're not as nice as the ones. I like the ones I had on today. All right, let's see. All right. So we have a 10-10 overtime battle between Bama and Keegan. And if for anyone who thinks that the Bama Bowl is not as serious as the Madden Challenge and it's just guys getting together and having a little fun, should come here and see it. It's intense. It is heated. I mean, short of throwing blows, these guys want to win. And Bama just had an incredible turnover go his way. And really needs maybe 10, 12 yards to feel comfortable about be able to get a field goal. He is inside the 40-yard line right now. Keegan right now is just sick. It's a bittersweet. Bama's trying to close it out, and Keegan can't believe it happened. And this is Madden. Madden can change on one play. And particularly in the Madden Challenge, when you have two-minute quarters, whoever makes a mistake first is going to pretty much lose the game. You don't have time to come back from a mistake, as I learned today. Let's see. Now, I'm going to ask, I don't know if anybody in the chat room can still hear me. So if anyone in the chat room can still hear me, if you can say something so I know that you guys can still hear me, that would be helpful. Because there is a question in there from a guy, but I'm not sure if he can still hear me. So, guys, if you can hear me in the chat room, type something so I know you're there. And if not, then I know I don't have to worry about the chat room anymore. So Bama comes and wins. You know, and Bama's got an increased motivation because he's the host, and he partially funds this. So he wants to win, too. So Bama wins 16-10. Keegan's lost and consoling himself. And now we have that game did go into overtime. And now we have Tiki and Jeezy at 7-7. And I think we might have just had a turnover. I'm not sure. All right, so I will assume that the chat room can no longer hear me, which is kind of what I thought. And we do have a listener, and I'm going to check in on that listener. I'm going to check in on that listener who's called in a moment. But if you're out there and can hear me and want to call in, the number is 347-838-9525. If anybody can hear me and is interested, and if you're not, well, that's fine too. All right. So are we down to a Final Four yet? This is it? Okay. So we are now finally at a Final Four game. JBev and Bama, which should be a blazing game. And then we have Tiki and the boys, which is tied up at 7-7. But this is now our Final Four. And we are down to most of us being spectators. Did you say you didn't qualify for the tournament? Is that what you said? You lost the qualifying game, kind of like that game they play in the NCAA. Yeah, that qualifying game. They didn't officially make it. They got to win that game. All right. How you doing, brother? All right, 7-7. And how you doing back there, Coach K? All right. All right. We are, let's see, let's tune, let's kind of plug into the Jeezy Tiki game. And it is 50 seconds and counting, second quarter. And it looks like Jeezy has the ball. And it is 3rd and 11, right at the 49, the giant 49 yard line. And it's 3rd and 11, and it's down to 30 seconds now. And remember, we are not playing by EAFL rules. It is more Madden Challenge rules right now. And let's see. And Jeezy gets excited. He gets a first down, big play, 13 seconds. He calls a timeout. Inside the 30, and wow. Let's see, 2nd and 10, 9 seconds to go, and he's got time to try one more play. As long as the guy doesn't get stood up too long, he can probably get one more play. And it's a fullback dive, and 3 seconds, 2 seconds, calls a timeout. And he's going to go into the half and try to have a three-point lead going into the half. And in EMCs, when your opponent kicks a field goal, they ask you to put your controller down so they know that if there was a block, it wasn't a user block, because there is a glitch there where you can actually block a field goal. And so they want to make sure that you're not using that glitch. And the only way to make sure of that is for you to put your controller down. So for any of you guys going to the Madden Challenges, be forewarned, you know, if you get caught glitching, they were pretty clear to say that you will be suspended from any tournament play. So they don't want people to glitch. And I also think it's interesting that their substitutions are pretty much player for player, position for position. You know, you can't take a fast linebacker and put him at the end, or you can't take a fast wide receiver and play a defense with, or a fast cornerback and put on offense. And these are things that we've seen in the EAFL in the past because we have less rules than most leagues. But, you know, these things are now violations on a tournament play. So clearly we're going to have to align the EAFL with some of these rules so that it is not a big adjustment for us as we play in these tournaments. For some people, their schemes rely on some of these things, and they're going to have to go back to the lab and come up with new stuff so that they understand that, you know, that stuff's not going to be accepted. In the meantime, the boys is having a half a heart attack here and got to use a pick. And we noticed that every time he gets one, he says, "Don't try me." And I hope if Tiki gets one, he says it back. All right. 10-7, third quarter. The boys with the Giants. I mean, I'm sorry, with the Cowboys. Tiki with the Giants. It is about 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go, and the boys is looking to potentially go up by 10 points if he can get a touchdown here. Put a lot of pressure on Nelly now to mount a comeback. All right. Third and five now. He did a halfback dive, got about 5 yards. And let's see, what play will he use now at third and five? Let's see. It is now fourth and two. And what will Jeezy do? He will go for, looks like he's going to go for the first down. Looks like he's going for the first down. He is not kicking the field goal, which would have put him up six. He's actually going for the first down. And let's see. And the Giants have stopped Marion Barber, and he did. Now, Jeezy did not get the first down. And I can hear Tiki saying, "Don't try me." And it is got about a minute and 15 seconds to go. And a minute and 10 seconds to go. It is second and seven. And Tiki is trying to come down and see if he can regain the lead. It is really a competitive game. And on the other side of the room, I don't know what Coach K and his staff is doing, but they are trying to get highlights, I guess, videotape of highlights to share with everybody. Yeah, there you go. Casper spoke up. He has a voice. All right. That's Watkins with an interception. All right. Pat Watkins of the Cowboys gets an interception. It's the second one of the day. And Jeezy up by three, has the ball in decent field position. Third quarter is winding down. But as we've already seen in this game, it ain't over yet. Let's see. Let's just go back and check the chat room and see. And I don't know how to pronounce this Nick guy's name, but he was asking for tips. But it looks like the chat room is pretty much closed out, so we will close out the chat room. And We do have a listener listening in, so thank you, 727, for listening in. And let's see. And soon we will have Bama and JBev playing their game. And going back to the other semifinal game. And it looks like Jeezy goes in for the touchdown, and he's going to go up 10 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Going to put a lot of pressure on Nelly Nell. Bama and JBev will have to start over. And the MCs, there is no weather. Weather is a non-factor at the Madden Challenge today. All right. And right now, is Tiki ready to try to mount a comeback? He would need to score. He needs two scores. So that means he needs to score. And then he needs to try to get the ball right back, either through three and out or through an onside kick. But the first thing he needs to do is get a score. Now, Tiki doesn't necessarily have to score a field goal. He could, knowing he needs two scores, I guess I would say he doesn't need to score a touchdown. He could just go for a field goal now. He needs two scores, so it doesn't really matter what order he gets them in, and he needs two scores. He really needs to score one and probably onside kick it and then recover and come back and try to score again. So it's going to be a tall task. So we're paying close attention. He's already at 4th-and-3, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And, what play will he call? The boys are standing there feeling supremely confident right now. She can never, ever underestimate Nelly now. Guy's one of the best we've ever had in the league, and you got to keep your eyes on him. And Nelly Nell shows why he's one of the best in the league and why he's a Hall of Famer. The boys, on the other hand, has not quite made it to the Hall of Fame yet. All right. And we are at the two-minute warning. Kiki, again, has got to remember that he's going to need two scores, so he's going to want to strike fairly quickly, and then try to come back and get the ball back. And hit stick, 2nd-and-4. Tiki's driving about at midfield with the Giants, just shy of midfield. And let's see, minute and a half to go. Tiki has the ball 1st-and-10. Nice play. Now, Tiki might have been advised to try to go out of bounds there and save some clock, but turns it upfield to get the extra yardage. She's at 1st-and-10 at the 15. And, hits Jacobs wide open in the flats, but doesn't get much. 2nd-and-7. 1 minute to go. Both teams have all their timeouts. And the Giants are up 17-7. I mean, the Cowboys are up 17-7, but the Giants are driving. And it is 3rd-and-7 right now for the Giants. He didn't catch that? Looks like he caught it. Third and seven at the 11-yard line, or 12-yard line. Tiki's trying to figure out a way if he can get the touchdown now and then maybe set himself up for the field goal later. Some people might have kicked it by now and tried to force to get the ball back, but Tiki wants the points. And it is 1st-and-goal. 1st-and-goal, 17-7 Dallas. Tiki is now at first and goal at the 5-yard line, and 48 seconds to go in the game. And, Tiki throws the interception. DeMarcus Ware catches it, and this game is over. And I just want to hope that I got the recording of Tiki saying that was a terrible throw, Eli, because I will play that back over and over and over again. All right. And in the other game, Bama apparently has set his rosters, his depth charts, I should say, and his audibles, and now J-Bev is doing his. And I can see that J-Bev has the Cowboys. My guess would be that Bama has once again went with the Cowboys. And so we are all Cowboys in the Final Four. Let's see. And we are. We are. Let's see. It is. Is this still recording or not? So it looks like the boys has taken out Tiki. And so the boys is waiting to take on either Bama or J-Bev in the finals. All right, so we are waiting patiently. All right. You want to know what the pot is? You want to know what the pot is? $5. All right, so the pot, 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, 100, 110. Well, I have a problem counting things that aren't included. All right. What's that? All right, so we are waiting on the Bama J-Bev game to take place, and was he listening tonight or not? Oh, you were texting him? Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. All right. It looks like the J-Bev Bama game has started, and it is, again, Dallas versus Dallas, and I believe there's going to be a consolation game. I am not sure that we will cover the consolation game, but we will cover the live game, the championship game, I should say. And let's see. I'm just trying to determine who's got the ball in the. Okay, it looks like Bama has the ball. So it is Bama with the Cowboys in the away blues against the J-Bev-led Cowboys in the home whites. And the winner gets to play Jeezy for the title and for the lion's share of the money. And, you know, there's one of those plays that you see a lot at the Madden Challenge, a little rollout, and you catch your guy running towards the sidelines. And difficult play to defense. Let's see. First and 10. Let's see, first and 10. And pretty interesting game. J-Bev looks pretty comfortable. And it is first and 10, 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Bama's ball. And that world famous screen that he's been using with T.O. gets him very close to the first down. Don't let Jerry Jones see that play. We might see that coming out tomorrow against the Redskins. And second and one. And Marion Barber gets the first down. First and 10 at the opponent's 31-yard line. Can't say the Cowboys, even though they're both the Cowboys, because I wouldn't tell you anything, but at the opponent's 31-yard line. And he did another off-tackle run. And it is second and 7, and it's the first quarter. And Bama's playing a little conservative so far. Let's see what happens on this play. Throws into the flats. Barber's open, but Barber runs out of bounds. So it's third and 6. Me? Pats. Why, let's just do it. All right, let's see. Yeah. All right, yeah, the first quarter is winding down. And it has winded down. And they are now starting the second quarter. It is no score. Bama has kept the ball the complete first quarter. And if he has it his way, he'll keep the ball the complete second quarter. And Bama runs it right up the middle. He's got second and 4. And let's see what he comes up with. Second and 4. And he gets 2 yards. Third and 2. Bama's ball. Jeezy's waiting patiently to play the winner. All right. And Bama goes in to score and now makes it 7-0. And now J-Bev gets what I think is his first shot at offense today. In this game, I should mean. All right, now let's see if J-Bev has enough time before halftime to get any points out of this. And it's second and four. All right, second and four, 2 minute warning, and interception. Interception, it's a little over the little curl route or something over the center. A lot of people are going to that, and you know, no guarantees. All it takes is one turnover to change the game. Yeah, I saw it. I wasn't going to say nothing because I'm trying to let you get your play in, but yeah, I saw it, Evan. Yeah, there were. All right. Let's see. So, Bama is up 7-0. It is 3rd-and-3. And let's see what he does for a play call. And he hit him, and he dropped it. 4th-and-3. And boy, it doesn't look like anybody wants to win the Bama J-Bev game. Turnovers back and forth. All right. It's still 7-0 Bama. A little over a minute to go in third. Yeah. All right, 2nd-and-8. Bama's ball. Sorry for the lapses in communication. Just trying to see what's up with this game. J-Bev just got an interception. So now it is his ball. Let's see, he's at his opponent's 38-yard line. I'm sorry, 48-yard line. Oh, I was right the first time. 38-yard line. Let's see, 2nd-and-4. As we anticipated. Let's see. Third and four. All right. About 31 seconds to go. And again, we have Bama and J-Bev. Whoever wins that will play the boys for the Bama Bowl title. And also the money will be divvied up. And let's see. All right, it is 7-3. All right. Penalty. All right, let's see. And, trying to follow that game. I'm having a lot of success in following that game. Let's see. Trying to see what's going on. All right. It is 2nd and 7. Bama's ball. All right, 2nd and 7, as I said, 14 seconds before halftime. And Watkins doesn't come up with the interception. All right, let's see. 4th and 7 now, but only 5 seconds, 6 seconds to go for the quarter. Fourth and seven. 6 seconds to go. Let's see. Wow. Wow. That's something else. Bama has increased his lead to 14-3 on a deep bomb, I believe, to Owens. And he's trying to get ready. Him and the boys would be a great game, so he's trying to get ready. All right. We are starting up the third quarter. And it is 14-3 Bama. And the winner will play the boys in the Blog Talk Radio Challenge. for lack of a better word. Let's see. All right. I mean, not Blog Talk Radio, Bama Bowl. Okay, 2nd and 5. All right. So, let's see. We have Coach K doing video. Jeezy's waiting. And Bama right now is just trying to burn a little clock, which I think is pretty smart. Not that my opinion matters that much, but that's what he's trying to do. Burn a little clock and put himself in a position to win the game and play the boys next. All right. And 2nd and 7, Bama wins, or not wins, but Bama's controlling the clock. Oh, it's Bev with the ball. I cannot Oh, I cannot. Dallas versus Dallas, Dallas versus Dallas. All right, what I'm going to do, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show now, and I will interview the winner and put it on our next show and with a full recap of what happened in the Bama Bowl Championship. Currently, we don't really have anybody listening to the show, so I feel like I'm talking to myself, and that's not fun. Yeah, well, like I said, I feel like I'm talking to myself. So, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And remember, the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.